And so, I invite you now, if you have not already done so, to close your eyes. Take a deep, healing breath, hold it for a few seconds, and then gently, peacefully release. And as you continue to breathe, breathing in, breathing out, know that every breath is holy, every breath is divine. Relax your body, clear your mind, and realign in the creative power in which you live and move and have your being. Let's be still for a few precious moments and become centered in our spiritual oneness, our spiritual essence. In the words of Eric Butterworth, all things begin with the basic one, the creative logos. In this sacred moment, remember that as a spiritual being having a human experience, at the ground of your being is spirit being you. This is always true, whether you realize it or not, whether you articulate it or not. When we listen, we express ourselves, we listen to the vibrational pattern of the universe, which is expressing itself, articulating itself as us. Dynamic, wonderful, powerful, beautiful, fulfilling, and love itself. You are a dynamic spiritual being. This is your basic identity. Make the commitment now that you're going to allow this to be the ground, the framework, the underpinning of all that you think and feel and articulate in the days ahead. You're going to keep coming back to this. In practical metaphysics, it's a vital realization that all positive things come out of the basic one. So we begin with this. We listen to this consciousness before we go to work, before we face people, before we get involved in any kind of a conversation. We remember who we are, and then we allow this consciousness to be embodied. As Emerson said, man is an inlet and may become an outlet to all there is in God. The outlet is the cutting edge of our spoken words. We project this spoken word in positive power, knowing the words I speak are not my words, but the words of Him who sent me. I allow them to flow forth through me in faith, in creativity, and in love. And let's project ourselves in imagination now, seeing ourselves going forth from this place today, doing the normal little things that we do all week, driving to work, talking to people, ordering food in a restaurant, conversing at the office, or just general day-to-day conversation. See ourselves projecting positive power, keeping a seal on our lips, and saying only those things that are positive and creative, saying them in a harmonious way. Let something good be said. Imagine this now in your life this week for a few moments in the silence. L-S-G-B-S. Let something good be said. Let it be said positively. Let it be said lovingly. Let it be said with powerful affirmation. In this sense, we go through this week committing ourselves to this practice. And we know, we shall know the truth, and the truth shall make us free. for this knowing, for this opportunity, for this blessing of seeing the world from the goodness of God. We are so grateful. And so it is. Amen. And now we end this time of prayer and meditation by gratefully and joyfully singing our Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the